Page 20. Who is protecting the children?
All families are different, and all families have different rules for their kids at home. There is one way of teaching kids right from wrong that is not allowed in many countries. Anne and Peter live in Brighton in the UK and have a 9-year-old daughter named Olivia. Olivia is a very well-behaved girl, but on rare occasions she does things her parents do not approve of. For instance, one evening Olivia lied about being at a friend's house when she was actually at the park all by herself. Another time she stole £3 from her mother's purse because she wanted to buy some sweets. When Olivia's parents found out about these things, they spanked her. It hurt her, of course, and Olivia cried, but afterwards they comforted her and said they loved her. Anne and Peter see this as their only option in making her understand that she has done something wrong. They were brought up the same way by their parents. In the UK, parents are allowed to use mild corporal punishment on their children, so Anne and Peter are not breaking any laws when they smack Olivia. Karen lives in Auckland, New Zealand, with her 3-year-old son named Darren. Darren is a real wild child, and she is constantly afraid that he might get hurt. He runs around the house out of control. An accident is just waiting to happen. One time he almost placed his small hand on the stove's hot plate when Karen wasn't looking. Just in time, she slapped his hand violently away. When he tried to climb up the bookcase and almost tipped the whole thing over, she had to grab him hard by the arm and pull him down. It's painful for Darren when Karen grabs him like that, but she is so scared that he might hurt himself severely. She feels that she can't stop him in any other way. Karen is breaking the law because New Zealand is one of the 24 countries in the world where corporal punishment, or slapping, smacking or spanking, as it usually is called when parents punish their children physically, is forbidden. Most of the other countries are located in Europe and some in South America. Corporal punishment is still legal in countries such as the USA, Canada and the UK. In Canada and the UK, spanking may occur, but there are some rules for parents to follow, such as it may not bruise the child. In the US, the different states have different laws on how parents may hit their children. Even if the practice of physically punishing children hasn't been made illegal in most of the English-speaking world, it is, however, often frowned upon and highly controversial. But things are complicated, even in countries like New Zealand, that have already banned corporal punishment. Since New Zealand decided in 2007 that it was against the law to smack children, there have been a lot of disputes. People disliked this new formed law so much that they forced a popular vote in 2009. It turned out that 87% were against the so-called anti-smacking law. The majority of the voters wanted to be able to slap their children without breaking the law. These people believe that a certain amount of corporal punishment is necessary, or else a child will not learn right from wrong. It encourages good behaviour without negatively affecting the child in the long run, they say. Critics of corporal punishment argue that the degrading experience of being hit can create wounds on the inside and low self-esteem. Violence breeds violence. Studies show that hitting children can also affect their intelligence. It may lead to lower IQ scores due to psychological stress. The United Nations has made it clear that all assaults on children must be made illegal, but there seems to be a long way to go. It is illegal to hit your wife or your employees today, which was also acceptable once upon a time, but it is not illegal to hit your kids. How come the only people that you are allowed to hit today are children? Maybe it is because children are the only ones that cannot defend themselves legally. But shouldn't it be the other way around then? That they are the very ones that should be protected by the law?